You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, how many of us stayed up to watch the red moon eclipse? I thought it was going to be at 9:53 Pacific time, right? Pacific time and 12:53 Eastern. So, you know, I stayed up and I stayed up because I really wanted to go to sleep after yesterday's fall. I just felt really, really old and I just wanted to go to bed and get all cuddly with my kitty cats and my doggies and go to sleep. So I stayed up and you could see part of the eclipse. It wasn't red. It was dark, and I really didn't have any telescopes. I tried to use my iPhone a little bit. You know how with an iPhone you could take a picture and then you could kind of magnify? So I tried to do that, so I didn't get to see it. Okay, but I looked at the pictures the next day, and that the pictures were kind of nicer than what I could see. Lunar eclipse is cool. You know, but I think it was really wasted on a lot of people. I don't think a lot of people realized what was actually going on. So that was kind of pretty cool. Very, very rare event of the Earth being between the moon and the sun. Okay, and then it kind of shines only the red light. So that was that whole red moon to kind of go through the time or try to kind of wait. What I ended up doing was I ended up rewatching the whole Game of Thrones thing again. I know I'm not allowed to tell everybody what happened on Game of Thrones, spoiler alert, even though I'm sure most of you guys have heard. But the only thing I want to say is I rewatched it so I could kind of figure out who could have done it. And I tell you, who I think did it, and you guys know what I'm talking about, for those of you who watched Game of Thrones at the end of last episode, is I think it's the grandma-in-law. All right, the new grandma-in-law from the other family, I think it was her. Okay, even though there could have been tons of people doing that. Okay, all right, but let's move on. All right, and you guys, just everybody, tell me when you finally saw Game of Thrones so we can actually talk about it. All right, well, we got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, there is a new blood test that can actually predict breast cancer recurrence. So now, they are really, really moving like lightning, trying to find these tests that are able to predict if the cancer is going to come back, depending on the type of cancer you have. Now, me, I'd like to think that I have a fight. You know, I don't think I want to know if, you know, it's going to come back. And, you know, but then again, on the flip side, knowing that it could come back, I'm going to be a lot more aggressive. And I love being aggressive. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, yeah, my love for being aggressive. They also say you got to be very, very careful when you fight with your husband or fight with your wife if you're hypoglycemic. For those of us that are hypoglycemic, we get very edgy. Now, we don't need a study to tell us that. Already, my husband and I know that if we don't get our eats, we're going to be pretty mean to each other. My husband knows he needs to feed me. In fact, you know, my husband and I work together in the same office. My husband's here. I never see him until lunchtime. He brings me some food. You know, like when you have to feed the tiger or the lion, you put the piece of meat under the cage, right? And then you just walk away carefully backwards a few steps, right? And then you let him eat, and then you could come up to the cage. That's what my husband does with me. What he does is he lays out some sort of food that has some sort of meat in it. And then after I eat, you know, then he comes in and he talks. And usually I'm like, fine, your mother. But at least I can talk to him because I've gotten some eats in. Okay, then they say postpartum depression can actually strike fathers. We're starting to see fathers have postpartum depression, of course, because a lot of times they're not getting sleep and they're not getting sex. So we'll talk about that. And then there's an article, a study that has come out from Great Britain saying early or our naps are causing early death. All right, for those of us who are nap takers, I know that really blows because I'm a huge nap taker. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We know our message line has been pretty busy, so let's go to those calls now. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, my spouse delivered a baby 6 months ago, and she had been on pain meds for 4 or 5 years from a back injury while she was enlisted in the Army, and I was wondering about any effects the child might have down the road. She seems perfectly fine and normal, and that she's happy, and that's all we could wish for, but thank you, Doc.
Okay, so if we're talking about, you know, I get asked a lot, what happens if my wife took something when she was pregnant? You know, my kids are not doing well in school. You know, my kids acting more like her mother. You know, what's going on? And you know, as much as, you know, we like to, you know, try to go back and determine, well, what could have happened in the womb. You know, for the most part, women who, let's say, take once in a while medications when they're pregnant, for the most part, the babies are usually fine. Does opioid use cause problems in utero? I mean, it can. I mean, we have seen birth defects. We have seen defects that not only could happen at birth, like, you know, for these, we're talking about women who are on heavy, heavy opiates, heavy narcotics. We'll sometimes see the fetus actually go through withdrawal, and that can be pretty scary. Sometimes we could see respiratory depression issues. We could see lung misdevelopment, cardiac issues, etc. But sometimes there could be some very, very rare things that can happen in development. What I usually recommend to anybody is, you know, when the baby's born, have the baby checked out in the hospital like the babies usually are. But then, you know, it doesn't hurt within the first year of life to also have the baby rechecked for any cardiac issues. You know, just in case there was something that wasn't picked up at birth. So I usually recommend, and again, it is really rare, I think maybe 3% of any babies born to moms who use regular painkillers have major birth defects. So it's a very, very small amount. But what could happen is they could have issues with their heart. They could have issues with their spine. They could have even congenital glaucoma, pressure issues with their eye. So what I usually recommend is some of these things you may not see right off the bat. I think all kids should have an initial eye visit within the first year. They should have teeth looked at. They should have a good heart check. Why not? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I know there are plenty of other choices out there, you know, like reruns of Game of Thrones. I get it. But just, you know, just TiVo the Game of Thrones so you could just wait until after my show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Over the break, Marco writes, Dolly, my 8-year-old is having trouble in school and doesn't read well. Do you think it's related to when my ex-wife was pregnant with him? I suspect she did pot and other things. See, okay, before, okay, here's the thing, okay, you know, our kids, we did that, you know, when one of them was having some trouble in school. So we started to self-analyze, oh my gosh, what did we do when I was pregnant? Okay, well, I drove to L.A., I was driving back and forth to the ER that I worked at in Lake Havasu, I ate some peanut butter, you can go crazy, you know, because, you know, kids these days, there's so much that, you know, there's so many things our kids do right, and then there's so many things our kids do wrong, okay? One of my kids has a real sassy mouth. I mean, this kid has a real sassy mouth. Now, is it because I like Tabasco sauce on my eggs? Is it because I liked eating sushi? Okay, you'll go crazy trying to figure that out. Now, I know it's kind of nice to pay it forward and to warn future pregnant people. Oh, my gosh, please, please don't eat any jalapeno poppers because your child is going to be very, very rude and sassy. And they're like, no, you can't, you know, I mean, because, you know, when you tell a pregnant woman not to eat something, she's going to immediately crave it. So you're already, you know, what I would probably say is, you know, just, you know, you're going to get what you get. I'm very, very grateful to have the kids I get. I'm very, very blessed to have the kids I get. Okay. But, you know, should I probably smack me and my husband upside the head, right, for eating certain things or driving in certain polluted areas when we were pregnant with them? Yeah, why not? You know, I take full responsibility for everything my kids do. I do. Okay? And I think if I could have been in a bubble when I was pregnant, you know, maybe that would have been ideal. But then on the flip side, my kids were exposed to a lot. They were exposed to good music. I played a lot of 80s rock. Not the 80s, you know, wake me up before you go-go music, but like rock type stuff. So I played a lot of that. I burped a lot. I used some foul language. That I probably wish, because boy, does that just spew out of my kid's mouth like saliva. I mean, that just too easily comes out. So my guess is that was an in utero thing. They kind of make fun of grandma, and that's not right. And I don't know where they got that from. I don't. I swear. But, you know, my guess is when my husband was not in the room, they might have heard me talk to, you know, my sister about my mom or something like that, or, you know, in-law jokes. I don't know. So what you could take from this whole thing is, you know, anything and everything gets to the baby. So just be careful, but don't freak out. Okay? Is that a good way to look at it? Okay, good. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, what about fathers having postpartum depression? Did you guys hear about that? Okay. They say researchers discovered that men who fathered a child in their 20s and actually lived with the child they fathered, okay, had an increase in depressive symptoms within the first 5 years of fatherhood. According to the results in this new study, young fathers can experience depression from the time the child arrives through the child's early years until you give the child the boot. Researchers discovered, early childhood could lead to depressive symptoms. There was no direct link. Okay, well, they obviously found some association, but it wasn't a direct one. Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. I wonder what they're serving at lunch for Passover. That's Feinberg School of Medicine. It's Passover this week, guys. And for those of us celebrating, whoa, Nelly, man, I had a matzah sandwich today. I lathered the sucker up with butter, though. Oh, my gosh. Lathered. Well, you're right. Animal fat is not kosher, but I should say it's like margarine that tastes like butter. Okay. So I got the matzah down me. It's just I can hear it scrape. It's now in my small intestine, right, because it's been a couple hours. So, you know, food's in your stomach, and then it goes into your stomach. You just hear the scraping. All right. And then I'm going to look at my stool in a couple days to see how much blood I'm losing. But that's Passover. I told you guys the story of Passover and why we eat matzah, so don't make me go through that again because my tummy is kind of churning with that. I don't mind a good gefilte fish. You know, give us a good, you know, gefilte fish you could actually play lacrosse with. They're a pretty good size, and sometimes they're just as heavy, especially the way my mom used to make them. Anyway, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago, and the study's lead researcher, Dr. Craig Garfield, told WebMD, we aren't even to the root of the sentence. That was like the beginning of the sentence. We haven't even gotten to the root or the meat of the sentence. Here we go. But this does not show us a time period where fathers are at increased risk. Okay, thank you. So basically what they're saying. Okay, what they're saying is, look, okay, this is a study. Nobody give us any crap about it. Don't hold it against us. Here's the thing. Okay, my husband, I think, did have a hard time. Okay? First, you know, I had to, trying to rope my husband into marrying me. Hold on, I need to whip my whistle. Hold on. Okay, first of all. Yeah, I know, it is soda pop. Shh. I know, but I needed some caffeine, so I had a little bit of soda pop. Shh. Okay, so anyway, you know, trying to get my husband to marry me was a lot of work. Boy, did I work up a sweat. You know, I had to be nice. I had to watch what I said. I had to, I really had to be on good behavior. So I don't want to say I put on an act, because I'm not a very good actress. And I love my husband, but I really had to tone me down. Now, he knew me, okay, and my husband's a smart man, but I really did put on a pretty good front for him. Okay, now you get married, right? So you get through the whole wedding. Now you're married and you're married and you're like, I got him. He's good. I am hooked. You know, he's hooked. But then you're like, wait a second. Okay, you got to be kind of careful. When you just get married to a new man, right? Have any of you guys been watching the new Dallas episodes? Right? The guy just gets married and he's already, you know, cheating on the wife. Okay, so we women know that there's always a possibility that your husband, right as you married him, okay, I mean, he's feeling like a stud. And there are women out there, especially at the bachelor party, even at the wedding, right, that have eyed him. So here you are, right? You've been now married for a week. Oh, no. There's no way I was going to fart or burp or do anything like that in front of him. No way. Because, again, you know, that's a vulnerable time. Before the county recorder actually records the marriage license and you get something in writing or whatever, you got to be careful, ladies. Okay, so roughly, we kind of get through the first year of marriage, okay, and then I went through residency. So I was already going into residency, so I really wasn't around. 36 hour shifts, my husband didn't really see me, which is kind of good because when I came home, I was asleep. I couldn't misbehave. You know, I couldn't be rude. I couldn't be insulting. I couldn't stink. You know, there was just no time. I was asleep, okay? Then you get pregnant. Okay, so we decided to get pregnant when I was in my end of the second year residency so I could be pregnant during my third year residency. So, and now I'm pregnant. Now, we've been married about 3 years. Okay, what starts to happen? Now I'm pregnant. Well, it's too exhausting to keep up a front. So now I'm not wearing makeup before I go to bed. I'm not pre-waking up before he wakes up to put on makeup and to brush my teeth so he doesn't smell my breath in the morning. I'm not really able to bend over and shave my legs. So now, wife of 3 years does not look like honeymoon wifey. I couldn't wear a bikini ever again. I wore a bikini on my honeymoon, and I donned it pretty well. Can I just say that? I did. But no, after that, so now the husband's like, wait a second, what did I marry? Hold on, hold the phone. And I'm getting fatter, and I'm getting uglier, and I'm getting meaner, and I'm getting hungrier. And everybody tells the husband or the father, don't worry, the light's at the end of the tunnel. The baby's going to come out, and she's going to deflate. You'll see, she's going to be nicer. She'll let you touch her boobs. I mean, everything is going to go back to the way it was. So the father, it's like, okay, you know what? We just got to wait till the due date. Okay, understand, a day after the due date, you know, she may be bleeding, passing placenta. I get that. So then we give birth, okay? And then all of a sudden, we're nice again. The moms are nice again. The moms are nice and they're friendly. But who are they friendly to? The baby. And instead, they tell their husband, go get me a bottle. Go get me diapers. Go get me this. So now we're nice, but we're only nice to the baby. And now the husband's like, but you know, what about me? Oh, no, it's all about the baby. So, and I'm not trying to stereotype most women, and I'm not saying that's exactly what happened in our family, but it happens. So, you know, no wonder these men start to feel deprived. And what do? They go to their mother. And then we get meaner. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOG-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please find us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Remember, we have an iPhone app. You can always download that. We also have an Android app. Please check that out. And also, really quickly, you know that we are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. These kids really need our help. I mean it. I'm not making this stuff up. All right? When I diagnose somebody with leukemia or lymphoma, even grown-ups, I send them to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. These guys could help them financially, not to mention the money that we raise also goes to research. So please, anything you could do, go to my website at drdahlia.com and hit the link that says help kids fight blood cancer, okay? Help kids fight cancer. It is such a good cause. All right, so we have a study out saying that naps okay, will cause early death. What? This is a 13-year study published in the American Journal of Epidemiology that says if you take naps during your day, all right, you are almost a third more likely to die before you turn 65. The report was performed by researchers at Cambridge University, studied the habits of over 16,000 men and women in Great Britain. They said of those 16,000 men and women, a total of 3,200 died during a 13-year follow-up. Okay? They think that the napping is inducing respiratory problems. Apparently, Stanford University calls them SRBDs. All right? And they say nappers who slept during the day for more than an hour had more than double the chance of dying from a respiratory illness than those who didn't nap at all. All right? Now, I was on KBC in the morning with Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray. And, you know, they were kind of worried about this, right? Because, you know, they take naps, I take naps, and they're like, I don't get that. You know, in fact, wasn't there a study that even showed that naps actually help and actually protect you in terms of longevity of life? Well, this is how I look at it, okay? It's not that the nap is killing you. It's the fact that some of us feel like we need a nap. What I'm wondering is it's not the nap that's hurting you. Is if you have a bunch of nappers and you ask, why are you taking a nap? Well, it's because I only slept for 4 or 5 hours at night the night before. Ah, ha, 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 you see. Remember we talked about if you don't get a good 8 to 9 hours of sleep, you know, a night, you can die young. Well, maybe your nappers have to nap because they're not getting a good, deep, meaty sleep the night before, right? Okay, also, what about sleep apnea? You know how people have sleep apnea, right? You know, while they're sleeping, they're going, that kind of thing. Well, if you have sleep apnea, you're more at risk of early death and dying before you're 65 years old. You know, one thing I noticed with me with naps, I had to be really, really careful. I was always a napper. I love my naps. I need about 8 hours of sleep a night. I don't get it. Last night I probably fell asleep at about 11:30. I tried to watch the red moon eclipse. I know. Anyway, so I went to bed at about 11:30, and then I woke up today at 6. I did my run. But by the time I fell asleep, that's only really maybe a good 6 hours solid sleep. No. You can't do that. You cannot do a solid 6 hours. You need to do a solid 8 hours. 8 to 9 hours. So, of course, I want to take a nap. You know, I do half a dozen pap smears in the afternoon. I'm exhausted. I'm ready to go to sleep. So, you know, if you're not getting good sleep and you're requiring a nap, that's probably what's putting you at risk. You know, but one thing I notice is if I do take a nap, when I wake up, I'm hungry. And I don't want to nibble on a spinach salad when I wake up from a nap. I want carbs. And I think there may be something, because, you know, think about it. You wake up, you know, first thing in the morning, a lot of us crave something sweet. That must really screw up your pancreas. Pancreas shoots out insulin throughout the day to make sure you can digest the food that you need to. Well, if some of us wake up and we're like, okay, I need some coffee with some sugar, or I need some soda pop, or I need to eat a piece of chocolate. You see, for me, I am really scared to death that I could get diabetes later, because when I wake up in the morning, I need to have a piece of chocolate. Now, why chocolate? Oh, well, yeah, really? You must be new to listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Really, you have to ask that. Why chocolate? I know. You know, cut us some slack. Cut us some slack. He's probably new. Be nice. Be nice. All new listeners, we like you coming on, okay, but you're going to have to kind of get with the program here, okay? Okay, when I wake up in the morning, all right, I need to sink my teeth into something. And if there's no steak or chicken in the fridge, I find a piece of chocolate. But chocolate also helps you poop a little bit, so that's always important. So being able to poop is good. So some of you use your coffee to poop. A lot of you guys use a smoke to get your bowels moving. But for the most part, you know, I think chocolate works, but that's another hint there. Okay, we'll talk about morning poops another day. That's always a nice juicy topic. So, going back to naps. Oh yeah, so here you are. You're waking up from a nap and now you're eating a bunch of crap. Now I do this, see, for me, on a weekend, I would do this every weekend where I come home from work on a Saturday and then I get to bed at about 1:32. You see, I'm already kind of yawning just thinking about it. And then you get into bed and you fall asleep and you cuddle with your little animals and then you sleep. And then when you wake up, it's about 4 or 5 o'clock, and then you get ready and you go and enjoy your night. You know, but I'm hungry. So it's funny. I usually eat a lot when I wake up. So that could be another thing, and that could put you at risk for diabetes. So don't anybody panic about the whole nap issue. That's what I think is going on there, okay? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Marijuana now is going to be available at a push of a button, as it looks like we have vending machines now that allow you to purchase weed. Okay, there are other consoles already available in other states. Like I think you have some of these in certain California stores, but this is going to be, I guess, the first time you have a machine like this in Colorado. I guess they called it the ZAZZZ, the Zazz, I guess, machine, manufactured by American Green, was unveiled on Saturday in Avon, Colorado, and it was stocked with herbal elements marijuana. They say this vending machine is not going to be available to the general public quite yet. Right now, everybody is very, very excited about the vending machine. Apparently, Stephen Shireen, CEO of the machine's parent company, Transbite, spoke to, this comes from The Cannabist, says this is an automated, age-verifying, climate-controlled marijuana dispensing machine. Now, if you notice, okay, you guys, you know, see what's been happening throughout the country, right? What we've seen is soda machines. You see less and less soda machines, less and less, right? Less and less candy machines. But what are we instead seeing? Marijuana machines. Now, I just kind of don't get it, okay? But here's the thing, okay? You have machines, and they're going to want to sell something, right? Whether it's a soda pop, whether it's, so yeah, well, that's it's a sign of the times. So anyway, marijuana machines, pretty nice. You know, we know that financially, there's been a huge boom, right? Because of, marijuana sales. Speaking of, financially, is, today tax day? Yeah, we filed an extension. I was like, not ready. I'm like, no, please, I'm not ready. Just, you know, if I have to owe even more taxes than I've already spent, you know, I'd like to kind of delay it as long as I can. But we filed an extension. But for those of you, it is tax day. All right. So I know, very, very happy day for a lot of us. You know, it's funny. We're usually done early. We are. It's just we had so much going on. We had the move. I fell down. I mean, there was just so much that happened. And as you can see, you know, I really prepped for my show. It takes a lot of preparation to prep for a show like this. Notice how much prep I do. I do a lot of prep. So anyway, for those of you that are like, wait a second, really? Really, it's tax day? Yeah, it's tax day. So everybody file your taxes. It needs to be postmarked. It's funny, I remember last year I was at the mailbox putting mail in, and there was someone in military garb, God bless him, trying to, he asked me if the mailbox was going to pick up because it had to be postmarked. You know, obviously on that time, and I said, you may just want to go into the post office, but, you know, I told him, it looks like there's a pickup, and I remember seeing him nervous, so you could tell he must have just gotten off tour or something. Don't you think our military should have a little bit of a break and turn their taxes in? By the way, why does it have to take weeks to file a tax return? I mean, the government is taking money out of our paychecks the whole time. I don't understand why we even need to do a tax return. Just so we can, you know, they could find out we have to pay more taxes. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health, and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. Whew, all right, I know. You know, one of these days I'm going to get it right. One of you over the break has said you're always hungry. All right, what does that mean if you're always hungry? Here's the thing when it comes to hunger, okay? There's hunger and then there's appetite, okay? If you had eaten, right, in the last few hours, I doubt you're hungry. I think you are starting to get an appetite, and I think a lot of it is psychological. We could go on for hours sometimes without eating, right, and not even notice we're hungry. Maybe we'll hear a little grumbling, you know, of some of the gas or our digestion. That doesn't necessarily mean we're hungry, okay? But when you start to crave, you start to salivate, you start to, like we talked about that article, we're going to talk about that coming up in the next hour, hypoglycemia leading to fights with spouses, you know, then I would say you're hungry. Okay, but you know, you just sitting there, everything's fine. All of a sudden, you see a commercial for a burger, and now you want it. Okay, that's more psychological. That's more appetite. Now, sometimes you'll have people that just don't have an appetite. They're hungry, but they don't have an appetite. And you'll see those people who have just had gastroenteritis or some sort of stomach bug, where they are, really seriously hungry. You know, I mean, they haven't eaten in days. Okay, then maybe they got some Gatorade in, maybe they got some Jell-O. They don't really have an appetite, but they know they need food. Okay, but, you know, a lot of us, we're trying to lose weight. And the reason why we don't lose weight is we're always putting something in our mouths. We always feel hungry. And once you feel hungry, you unfortunately will reach for something bigger than you usually eat. You know, one of these, the reasons why some of these diets work, you know, I like to study the psychology behind some of these diets because there's tons of them out there. There's Sensa. There's Weight Watchers, there's Nutrisystem, there's Jenny Craig, there's MediFast, there's a whole variety. There's Atkins, there's South Beach, the Grapefruit Diet, and they've all worked for some people. They may not work for all people, they may not work all the time, but in order for something to be propagated, in order for something to get the attention and the media attention and just the buzz about it, is somebody had to lose some weight. Well, if you notice, a very, very common denominator with a lot of these diets is to eat every couple hours. Okay, these diets know that your mind is going to see something, and it's going to see something, and it's going to want to eat what it sees. So these diets teach you to always be nibbling on something every couple hours. One is it's a little safer on the pancreas, and it kind of teaches your stomach to kind of deal with food as it goes. But number two is it keeps you full. You're less hungry than when you haven't had food for a few hours. Because your brain centers are like, well, you know what, I really haven't eaten for a few hours. I mean, your brain has a clock and it knows. So I would definitely suggest that. So if you're hungry, but you have to eat before you're hungry. Just like, you know, with pain medicine, sometimes you got to take the pain medicine before you're actually in a deep amount of pain because you need to catch it. Because once you're in pain, you're going to then be already, you know, psychologically and physically in pain mode. Same thing with eating mode. You need to eat before you get hungry, if that makes sense. Okay, so a lot of these diets, like my husband lost about 45 pounds because he, and it's on my website. Go to my website. It's under the Take Shape for Life plan. He's on that. He eats the bars every couple hours, so he doesn't even have a chance to get hungry. So by the time dinner comes, he doesn't feel like he has to gorge. And he ends up taking in less calories and his metabolism is higher. That's how he lost it. But I got to tell you, I mean, it's not that much different than those other diets out there. There's not one diet that I would say is the tippity, 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 best, best, best. All right? Because they all do the same thing. It's same poop, different day. The other thing, too, is fiber. Fiber is very filling. Okay, it also helps regulate your blood sugar, insulin response, etc. We're supposed to take in about 15 grams of fiber a day, maybe even 25. Most of us barely get 1 gram of fiber. Try to get your fiber, and I know you're afraid to poop. But, well, here's the thing, too. A lot of these fibrous foods or these fiber bars, they give you a lot of gas. Many people will get over that. After a few days, their body will get used to it, and it's not going to be in shock and give you a lot of gas. But for some of us now, the gas just doesn't go away. For those of you that, you know, then I can understand where you maybe shine away from it. But you know, fiber is very, very good, whether it's almonds, broccoli, pears. You know, pears and apples have about 5 grams of fiber, according to Fox Health. Raspberries have about 8 grams per cup. Almonds, 4 grams. Chia seeds, 5 grams. Beans and lentils, I know, 7.8 grams. Broccoli, about 5 grams. So, you know, these are easier ways to get your fiber in. I would definitely do that. Okay. Also, you know, protein as opposed to low carbs. You having maybe some egg, you having more of a protein breakfast. You know, I always eat some sort of piece of meat. I hate to do that, you know, because I know I'm trying to become a little bit more vegetarian and trying to eat more vegetables. But I got to tell you, if I have a little piece of meat in the morning, that goes a hell of a long way. Now, I wouldn't need to go a hell of a long way if I was eating something healthy every couple hours. Right? If I had some celery sticks or some carrot sticks that I could nibble on at work, I probably wouldn't need to. But for usually, you know, me being on air, even though you've caught me eating on air, I'm not really supposed to. Management doesn't like me sitting there chewing and chomping while I'm on air and then trying to dental floss my teeth. So I like to eat something that'll kind of get me through the show. Okay? We've talked about nuts are always pretty good. You know, sometimes turkey sandwiches are excellent. I know people say it makes them sleepy, but honestly, the amount of tryptophan is really not going to do much. It's going to make you feel full. You'll feel like you get your meat, and it's one of the leaner forms of meat. Okay? And then, of course, drinking slow. Like, one suggestion people had was some tea, like green tea. If you have to sit there and drink your tea, okay? You know, and a lot of people drink their tea, and a lot of British are slim. Why? Because they have a spoon of tea. They sit there with their tea. Now, you know, I don't like tea. Okay? I don't like anything about having tea. I don't like the taste of tea. Unless it's a Long Island, I really don't like tea. However, I do like all the food and the goodies and the cookies and the biscuits and stuff that they serve while they have tea. Okay? You're going about it wrong. Sit there and sip your tea. Okay? In a British food and mood study, more than 70% of participants reported that upping their water intake improved their mood. A Japanese study involving more than 40,000 people found that psychological stress levels were 20% lower in those who drank at least 5 cups of green tea per day compared to those who drank less than 1 cup. Oh my gosh, 5 cups of green tea? I barely get a cup in per year, but I'm going to start doing that now. Here, you got to be careful, okay? I think Lipton makes some sort of a green tea soda drink or something like that. You could get it in the soda section. Be careful with that because that's not actually sipping green tea. But it's yummy. I love the sweetened, sugary. No, that's not the way to do it. It's got to be, you know. So dealing with hunger. And the other thing, too, is go for a run or go exercise or something. You know, I mean, first thing in the morning, I'm hungry. What do I do now? I go for a run. True, I fall, and I bruise myself up, and I swell, and all that other stuff. But you know what? I'm less hungry because I went for a run. So every time you start getting hungry, go and do some exercise, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got my boy Brock here with me today because Brock is on spring break. You want to say hi, Brock? No, now he's quiet. The boy makes noise. He was up screaming at his computer till midnight last night. Now he's quiet. Anyway, for those of you that have your kids home with you on spring break, I hear you. I really do. I hear you. I know. When does spring break end? Who's it a break for? Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about low blood sugar making married people lash out at their spouses. Then 1 in 5 Americans have been victim to online personal data theft. 1 in 5. And then this is very, very interesting. Back in 1893, what they thought a lot of us would be wearing. This is really interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.